with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I pick a psycho. Lil mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no show. Got diamonds by the polo. Okay, I think I'm back from my excursion of a Father's Day weekend. Most people, usually, most dads anyway, when it comes to Father's Day, it's all about them. It's all about them being soaking in the moment, even if it's for a day or in some cases half day. I saw this meme that was showing, you know, Father's Day, and it shows the lady bringing something to the husband in bed, and then it shows the day after the wife beating the husband upside the head. You know, got to celebrate. Most of the guys go ahead and use their free pass because, you know, they don't have that many. The guys, man, we don't, when you're in a relationship and a marriage, you have Father's Day if you have kids, you have birthday. That's it. That's fucking it, guys. That's all you have. And any vacation the lady takes without you. And maybe Super Bowl. That's one of those that if you're a football guy, then yeah, you can get away with. Otherwise, you're fucked the other 362 days. They got your balls. I fucking loved it, man. I was laughing my ass off over in Disney. I went over to Disney this weekend. And there was one dad. It was fucking awesome. He had a shirt. And I started laughing out loud. And it was an image of Mickey Mouse with dollar signs around it. And the guy was pushing the cart, the baby cart. And he had a book bag on with shades. He was totally unemotional. And his lady, I'm assuming it's his lady, is up front barking orders. This is where we need to go. And the fast pass, isn't it? You know, and the shirt said, I'm just here to pay for everything. Yeah, that sums it up. Any guy that goes to Disney, that's the deal. We're not there to enjoy it. It's no different than a lady going to Super Bowl and watching the game. They really don't know anything about what's going on. They don't know any of the players. They don't know the opposition. They didn't watch NFC Championship games. They didn't watch any of that. I'm not talking about you ladies that are the exception to the rule. I'm just talking about generally speaking. Okay, you ladies get all your panties in a bunch every fucking time. That's not me. Look, just look around. Go to the office. Go wherever you work. And most of the ladies you congregate with will agree that certain events are just based on gender stereotypes. Super Bowl being one of them. And Disney is another. So you see the disgruntled guys out there on Father's Day. Like, this is the way I have to spend my fucking day. And I love it anyway. I love my interpretation of Father's Day. It's simple. It's just spending it with my child. Doing whatever I got to do to make her happy. Remind myself that I'm a dad. Even if she's acting like a diva. Even if she is really running amok, man. Because she was really has been a hard thing to deal with from time to time. And this weekend was no different. I mean, you figure, excuse me. I just had some wings and fries. I had to go ahead and splurge, man. Like, it was one of those weekends, man. You know, when you're single dad on the loose, man, and you got an 8-year-old, you got to make sure she's okay. You got to make sure she's fed. And she got stomach issues. So you got to make sure you feed her right. You got to make sure that nothing, you know, that she's in a good pace. Everything's got to be taken care of for that 8-year-old. Got to make sure her hair right. Got to make sure her clothes are okay. You got to wash her. You got to bathe her. You got to do all those things. Got to do her hair. She doesn't want it in a bun. Okay. She complains about the 2.5-hour drive to Disney. Even though I'm cutting half hour, 45 minutes from it by taking some of the inland shortcuts. Doesn't matter. That's my diva. Gonna be 8. And that's one thing I always tell ladies, man. They don't got to worry about any of that shit. I've taken to the brunt of the years. And they tell me the teenage years are the worst. I don't know about that. I think that'll be easy. To me, anyway. It's all about conversations. I mean, I'm not going to be having to take them to the bathroom. It'll be a whole different set of challenges, I'm sure. But it's a very enjoyable thing to remind yourself that you're a dad, you're a parent. And it's unfortunate because a lot of men do disconnect. A lot of men don't know how to handle that responsibility. They don't want to take that on. And they leave the woman high and dry. And listen, I don't understand if you don't get along with your lady. And I'm one of those few guys out there in Disney that is rolling deep with his little one. And there are no single dads out there running around. You have the mom barking orders. I mean, it's funny because even the people at the security will tell you, oh, I know, she runs the show. I've heard that so many times with Disney staff. It's so fucking funny. Because the women do fucking just take the balls away. You know, I've been there. Nothing wrong with it. I understand, guys. And, you know, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but you think about the proposition you're having here. The women want you to deal with their emotional fluctuations, right? Because they'll let you know that they're a head basket. They want you to deal with the way they want things done. They want you to go ahead and pay for everything. Physically and financially secure them. And then all they have in return is, this is me. This is what you're getting, the best. And then when it comes to sexual activities, they were like, I don't know. I don't know about that. Even though this is all me, this is all a genetic predisposition that all women deal with. You know, we're all crazy. We all want a man to take care of us. We all want to feel secure and protected. We want to disregard the man's biological needs, which is sex or variety or non-traditional things. It's a weird conundrum, man. It's so one-sided. And the only time the guy wins is when he has money. But even then, heck, it doesn't matter because the woman is going to go ahead and get half. And, you know, that's for the fucked up guys out there. That's how many fucked up guys are out there. They play mind manipulation. But I why am I getting on tangent? This is Father's Day weekend. I'm supposed to be having a good time. I just get all these fucking information and all these sights and sounds all around me when I'm out and about. But I went out to see my little one. I've lost count as to how many times I've been to Disney with her. It's been such a fun time. And we go out there and I've said this before, I found a way to not cheat the system, but to find a way to get a fast pass quickly and often and be able to cut line and not wait around for 80 minutes or 70 minutes or 45 minutes. That is a problem when you're in the middle of June out there in the middle of Central Florida, because that's a whole different type of weather than when you get out on the coast in Florida, night and day. And this is, how about this? You know, Indian guys didn't disappoint me as far as those types. They're rude as usual. But I had one guy actually talk to me. It was so funny. He was talking to me. This is hot. And I'm like, huh? I'm American, bro. I mean, I know white people and black people don't think I'm American, but I'm American. Even Spanish. I should say white people and Spanish people don't think I'm one of them. But I'm not one of you, bro. What? So I'm like, damn, what did he say? The third time he goes, and I know what he said. He said, man, it is hot. It is hot. Oh, okay. So I got to tune my ears. That's what I do when I talk to somebody with a different dialect. I start honing in. I'm like, okay, this is a different dialect, different. And then he was talking to me. And it's funny because his wife was just totally not ignoring me. And then she would blurt out something to the man. To the Indian man. He was from Pakistan, by the way. And then the Indian man would ask me. So she was asking him to tell me where is the certain parking area? What do you do? And she was totally being a bitch. You can just tell her face. But she looked good. But I could tell, like, oh, man, this dude. It's just emasculated men left and right. You know? I'm just so fucking free. I was telling my buddy about that. We were talking about that freedom and element. I said, listen, I have no problem with relationships and everything, and I have no doubt about it, but the way I go about it is definitely different as far as the process of making sure I'm with somebody and understanding who I am, but I mean, that's something I've talked about quite often, right? But yeah, and I get panicked because I just see the other side of it. I see, and it's not just in the United States, it's this guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, she got you by the balls, dude. You know, she, first of all, she shouldn't be disrespecting like that. Because I know, even though I'm not understanding what she's saying, I know she's being a bitch. Like, body language is universal. Like, when someone's ignoring you, I don't care what country you're from, or when you're thinking you're above everyone, for sure. But it was a very interesting conversation dude was having with me. Talking about Pakistan, it's like a walk in the park. Or Orlando, I should say. The weather, it's a walk in the park. Even though he was talking about being hot, he's trying to create some small talk. Where are you from? I'm like, I'm from the area. This is every day for me, bro. Like, I'm a Floridian through and through. I'm not flow grown, but I'm close enough. I don't know. Been here long enough anyway. So it was just very funny, man. And my daughter, God bless her heart, man. We had a deal. We had a deal throughout Saturday. And, you know, that's one of the things that I've been talking about, how I want to always have that ability with her to persuade, to talk. I think that's something that, again, it's a girl thing, maybe. I don't know. But I want her to be comfortable doing it. So she was wanting me. She's always wants me to buy something when I'm at Disney. Again, we've done this for a gazillion times. I went with her Saturday and Sunday. This is the thing about annual passes. You can go every fucking time. And that's what I do. I'm the guy that you don't want to get. I'm the guy that when you go to the store and you remember back in the day when you could just probably put like a what are those, like a case of water underneath and the cashier wouldn't even fucking care. I'm like, I'll fucking take it. I didn't care because Walmart's making money. Walmart's not going to lose money on me taking a case once in a while. All right. They're not going to take a hit. They're just going to go ahead. Write that off to inventory, right? Because they get a percentage you can take off, right? Go from there. They're like a C corporation. That's every fucking write-off imaginable for any of you tax people out there. But anyway, yeah, please do judge me for taking water from time to time. But I'm that type of guy. I grew up in the hood from, you know? So, yeah, I'm going to take shit from time to time. And when I pay for an annual pass, I'm going to take advantage of it. So I'm going to be there Saturday. I'm going to be there Sunday. Awesome. I'm going to milk the shit out of it, hell. You know? And that's that. And I'm just going to be very Belichick-ish for all you football guys out there. I don't think any guys listen to this. But, you know, it's a guy that, you know, kind of bends the rules a little bit, skirts on that line. That's what I do. And Disney World is no different. But I was out there with my little one, and she was, we were there negotiating. And she goes, Dad, you know, well, how about this, Dad? What if you go ahead and you get me one of those ears? You know, she wanted one of those ears, not the hat with the ears. It's I'm so bad with fashion, but it's these very different styles of ears you could put on, Minnie Mouse ears, and go to the store and get her one of those. It's not the Mickey Mouse hat or the Minnie Mouse hat. It's something different. I forgot what it's called, but girls put it on. And it's something that holds their hair together. But anyway, she wanted one of those. And I said, all right, this is the deal. You go ahead and go on one of the rides that you being a scaredy cat about, one of them being Splash Mountain, and I'll go ahead and buy you one of those ears. And she was like, okay, deal. And she was begrudgingly doing it, but that's the prior conversation we had. Like, when we negotiate, you got to hold up your end, and I hold up mine. And she was like, okay, so we're going over to Splash Mountain, and boom, lightning starts coming down. No rain came down. You just heard lightning from the background. So if anybody's been to Disney, what happens is during this time, any lightning, any weather conditions outside, they shut off all operations. You know, you're able to go run around the park and do anything indoors. But anything outdoors, you're fucked. And you got to deal with it for maybe an hour or half hour, however long it is. And so we were there, and we were going to go in Splash Mountain, and I was like, oh, fuck, we can't do it. And I was like, you know what, Jazz? Because you were going to do it, I'm going to go ahead and take you to get those ears. And she was crying, man. She was so excited. Like, really? Like, wow, Daddy. She was so giddy, and she gave me a hug and a kiss. And those are the moments that I look forward to as a dad, because I think those are the moments as kids that we remember from our parents when they do the fun stuff. And I know she's going to remember the bad stuff too. When I get off the edge and I maybe give her a semi, you know, fucking folding her ear really hard, or semi like choking her with two fingers. I'm like, listen, girl, you trying to get her attention? You know, she's going to remember certain moments like that. But I think that when I see those moments of happiness and something as simple as me getting her to ears because she was being courageous enough to take a ride with daddy. Because, you know, again, when I go to Disney World, it's not about me. I just pay for everything. That's all it is. You know, there's nothing that I do out there that I want to do, because my daughter, God bless her heart, she doesn't want to do anything I want to do. It's like, hey, you want to go race the cars? Nope. Space Mountain? Nope. Splash Mountain? Nope. You want to do the Seven Dwarfs? Nope. Thunder Mountain? Nope. I want to do a Small World, and I went ahead and told her this. This was the deal. I said, all right, guys, we've been coming here quite a bit. We got to, every time we come out here, we got to do something new. That's part of the deal. We got to, you know, why are you coming out here and doing the same four or five rides over and over? I know it's exciting. I know it's fun, but you got so many other things to do here. And she was like, all right, I bet. So we've been doing that. It's been pretty awesome. Yesterday we did the movie, the 3D Magic Movie Theater. She loved it. We went ahead and did it again today. And on Sunday, the new event was the Haunted House. She's been fearing that. And I was trying to tell her the whole time, like, Jazz, it's a haunted house. I get it. You're a scaredy cat. But it's Disney. They're not going to hurt you. Nothing's going to happen. So she loved it after she did it. I'm like, there you go. See? Like, there was nothing wrong with Disney. You know, you're not going to get hurt out here. So she, it was really awesome, though. It was really a great time. And, you know, and my daughter, God bless her heart, she picked out ears that were wedding. They had the, I don't even know what that's called, but it was all white ears, and it had the little thing that you put over your face when you get married, but she had it over her back, and it was so cute because she was walking around, and you see all the women, they just get all, they were all melting inside seeing her with that little thing, and she was like, I'm gonna marry. I was fucking giving her a hard time. I'm like, oh, you want that for Kenneth, huh? You want that? Because she's always talking about boys and marriage and all that shit. I'm like, you know, I'm always reminding her that this is not real, but hey, she wants to live in that fantasy world by all means. You know, she's only 8. I'm not going to derail those dreams. Not yet. But she had a good time, though. I think she had a great time, and even though she drove me up the wall, she had me order food, and she ended up not eating it. Okay. Thanks, Jess. It was just one thing after another. My daughter was just driving me up the wall, and I'm trying to be patient. And that's the one thing, I love kids. I think I'm built for having kids because I do have the patience. I am stern with discipline. I don't mind laying a hand on you. But, you know, I've gotten to a point with my daughter where I think she knows when I give her the look, it's like, don't fuck with me. And she's very well behaved. Very well behaved. That's why I'm very happy about that. Does she bitch and complain? Absolutely. She is. That's definitely DNA. You know, that's like, that's a girl DNA. You know, just her complaining and whining. I want this. You know, can't do nothing about that. But overall, man, it's such a great feeling to bring her, having her those experience. And then, you know, I never wanted to talk about this, but gosh, it was just so obvious today, and it's been something that I haven't been around mom's house or anything, not in a bad way, but, you know, I respect her space. But because, you know, her stepbrother, my daughter's stepbrother, it's like very, as soon as I come in, he hoards her away. Like, he doesn't, it's like a jealousy thing. I'm like, whoa, little guy here, let me just say goodbye and everything. Like, he can't share the limelight. He's a kid. I mean, he's like 10, 11 years old, you know, but I'm really close to telling him, dude, like, let me get my space with my little one. Like, you can have her. You live with her. Like, this is my daughter. I understand you like her and you get along with her, but this is my time. It's like the moment I come in, it's like, hey, how you doing? Okay, bye. And before I tell him, hey, there's more stuff for her, he closes the door. Like, fuck you, dude. And I don't blame him. I mean, think about it. He's a kid. He doesn't have any connection with me whatsoever other than I'm his stepsister's dad. And that's it. And I see him, and I, you know, we don't have to talk or anything. And, you know, it sucks because I know for me, I don't, when it comes to being a parent, being a dad, and doing all the things I do, I don't do them to brag about. I don't brag about these things. I actually took off a lot of my pictures off social media, and I'm not, I don't think I'm going to be adding anything because I don't want to come across as bragging. You know, like I don't, I just feel awkward when my cousin calls me and is wishing me a happy Father's Day, and I'm telling him, you know what, thanks, dude. You know, I'm over at Disney, and, you know, I hope everything's going well. Wish you guys were here. I feel awkward because I don't want to seem like I'm coming across as being arrogant or that I'm throwing it in your face. Like, I don't think that's cool. I know people can be sensitive about it. So I know that a lot of things I do for my daughter, I do them genuinely from my heart because I think as a parent, I treat her how I wanted to be treated as a kid. That's really what I drive my passion from, is me not having those experiences and that connection to have with my parents as a kid. So here I am in the circle of life, given an opportunity to right the wrongs and to be able to give my child an opportunity to enjoy life, to be a kid, right? Because you don't want your kid to be going through the trauma that many of us that come from unfortunate backgrounds or dysfunctional backgrounds or very intense backgrounds where the dynamic is such that you're exposed to bad things and very traumatic things at a very early age you don't know how to decipher. So I'm at a point in life where I'm able to provide, hey, Disney all day long, girl. Hey, going out and doing these things left and right, because I want her to look back at her childhood and be able to say, man, you know, I had a great time. I had fun times, because I think that's what most kids should have when they're kids. Because when they grow up, guess what? You got responsibilities. You got life kicking you in the nuts every fucking day. So I try to, and especially this window before she starts hitting her teens and is trying to figure herself out and deals with all the peer pressures and all that shit, right? I'm trying to, I guess, bask in the moments of her childhood and making sure that she remembers the memories and she has great times. But unfortunately, what happens is people, other kids see that and they get jealous or they get frustrated, they get angry at their parents. And I'm not, and it sucks because I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to, like, with my daughter, I want her, if somebody was to spoil her and do great things that I can, awesome. I would never feel any jealousy. I would never feel any insecurity about that, because at the end, any positive person around my child is great. That's the way I see it. It takes a village to raise a child. So whether you're blood or not, if you're positive, and if you give her great experiences and great memories, by all means, do it. I'm not going to hold you back because she's not your daughter. That's the way I feel anyway. It's like, look, you want to be good to her? Awesome. Be good to her. But I know that my experiences are unique. You know, my road is different than yours. And she'll figure it all out. And she'll appreciate everyone. I think so anyway. But I got in a conversation about that. I was being asked about if I'm concerned about her disconnecting or turning a different route. I'm like, yeah, I've already prepared for that. Meaning that, you know, all these things that I do, I know that at any given moment when 10 years from now, things could go south. Shit can go where she may want to disown me, not talk to me, or vice versa. Things may get crazy. So I go back to making sure that I give her the experience that I never had, making sure that she has good enough memories to go bank on and say, you know, my dad wasn't a bad guy. He tried. He wasn't perfect. Maybe he's not the dad I wanted, but man, he tried in his own way. And I think that as all people, we can accept that and understand that as we get older, we could understand and appreciate what our parents did for us in their own way. And that's where I want to just leave the mark in that regard with my daughter. But yeah, and it sucks because her friends or other people are maybe feeling a bit of envy or jealousy because their parents or their fathers are not doing it, or they're not even existent. And I don't know what to do. It's, what can I do? You know, I'm doing what comes from the heart. And I don't want to brag it or rub it in anyone's face. It's just what I want to do for my daughter. And that's something I set out to do. So, but the poor kid, man, it's like, you know, he gets in there, he just ignores me. All right, I got to put him in his place next time. It's like when I'm with her, I get it. You miss her. Give me a few moments. Love the kid. He's a good kid, though. But, you know, I just need my space with my daughter. You know, I'm not, that's one thing about me. I don't get in anyone's space. Definitely don't get in anyone's space for sure. But, man, what a great weekend, man. What a great time I had. And I think it goes back to love and being a dad. And I always reflect back on my experiences. And I'm not a person that needs a lot. I don't want to be worshipped or heralded as being a dad. I mean, some people reach out to me and tell me that. But at the end, it's only one person that really matters. They're the only one person that will let me know if I'm a good dad or not. That's it. Everyone else is all subjective, and I appreciate the positive, and I appreciate the congratulations, but it's not something that we should. It's a shame because I think men, and men or women, anybody responsible for having a child in this world should be hands-on, should be giving them the love and the effort that they wish they had as a kid or that they got as a kid. You know, there's some people that grow with great parenting. Use that as a role model to go ahead and build that foundation. And if you haven't had that, then you need to just look and say, man, how do I wish my parents treated me? And go off of that. Go ahead and be the parent that you wish your parents were. And I hope that my daughter appreciates that. And that's all I could do. Whether it works or not, I don't know. But at the end, she's the only one that could really tell me how awesome or how shitty or how okay I was. But to my munchkin, man, we got to having a good time, great moments, great memories. And a few weeks, we have less than a month, we have birthday. Oh, fucking boy. Ever since the jet. I made my first million, I'm like, this is it. Ay, 34, walk through, man, we had a blit. Ay, had so many bottles, gave ugly girl a sip. Out the window of the Benz, so we get sent in the rent. And I'm like, whoa.